Here is part two.
Jordan is the host of The Fandom Optimist, a podcast where he asks his quote-unquote amazing friends to get sidetracked and at least try to stay optimistic. Jordan is one of the most genuine people I've met while podcasting, and this episode was genuinely one of my favorite ones to make. So, here we go.
Again.
I always tell people when they start DMing or when they start playing, there's no need to have a perfect homebrew world. Like, you can just work in the Forgotten Realms, or you can just... You can honestly just follow a scenario. You really don't have to. It's not necessary. And I feel like a lot of people's like anxiety about playing is that like unknown world. And I firmly stand behind that. But these two characters who are in this folder are actually in my homebrew world. But the reason the homebrew world exists, you know, I told you me and Andrew were working on writing an audio drama before we started podcasting about comic books. I'm still working on an audio drama now, and it's like fantasy. And my friend wanted to play games set in this world. And I was like, you know, I could probably do that. And these characters, like one of them is the main character of the audio drama, and the other one is like a side character of the audio drama. And I was like, you know, what's a good... I was writing the audio drama, and I was like, actually, this would make a really good D&D character.
Huh.
Which is why I was like, you know what, background, he used to be a spy. And criminal is one of the, it's like acolyte, charlatan, criminal, entertainer. I think one of them is folk hero, guild artisan, blah, 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 blah. They have a lot of them, but spy is a criminal variant. I was like, yes, he's a spy. I get features. I get to choose my personality traits, my ideals, my flaws, my font. I get to write my own backstory.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, I'm going with Jason is like, he loves animals. Like, he's like a Steve Irwin type. He just really wants to protect animals. That's a thing. So that's one of his traits. And his flaws, which is tough. What are his flaws going to be?
Well, it would probably be easier to start if you picked a background. Like, do you want to be an acolyte? Like a... I don't know how to say other than church bitch, because that's what Andrew's background is, and that's what he called himself. I don't know how to explain what an acolyte is. You know, like the, like those brothers and sisters in Star Wars, right?
The Night Sisters?
No, not the people from Dathomir. There's like third sister and sixth brother.
Oh, the Inquisitors.
Yeah, I was like, you know, the really, really ugly guy, and then all those people.
Yeah, the Inquisitors. Okay.
You can be a charlatan. Maybe. You could be a criminal. You could be an entertainer. You could be a guild artisan. You could be a folk hero. Yeah. You could be a hermit.
Oh, man. This is tough. He's an entertainer. I have no idea what the fuck he does, but he's an entertainer.
You're a gnome ranger entertainer.
Yeah. He's just...
Okay, you thrive in front of an audience. You know how to entrance them, entertain them, even inspire them. You're proficient in acrobatics and performance. You got a disguise kit, a musical instrument. You get a musical instrument of your choice, the favor of an admirer, a love letter, a lock of hair, or a trinket. So if you choose the lock of hair, I'm letting you know you're a freak, like Crispin Glover in Charlie's Angels. A costume and a belt pouch containing 15 gold. So, okay. Do you want to be an actor, dancer, fire eater, jester, juggler, instrumentalist, poet, singer, storyteller, or a tumbler?
Oh, man. He's a poet.
Okay, so you're a poet, entertainer. So you can see from here, this is page like 123. They give you a list of traits that you can choose from there.
Get this here.
Your personality traits, your ideals, your bonds, your flaws. You're
trying to find him.
I never saw this one. You can be a very entertainer and just be a freaking gladiator. I'm picking that later. Someday I'm gonna.
Fun.
My two things are: I'm like, I'm never gonna play a man. Ew. And then I was like, I'm never gonna play a martial class. Ew. But someday I'm probably going to play a fighter or something. I'm like, yeah, I used to be a gladiator. I'm the baddest bitch in the game.
let's do the one that no one stays angry at me. Because I can diffuse any amount of tension. That's fun. That's a good trait. I like that.
Okay, that's number four. What's your ideal?
Okay, let's see here. So when I perform, I make the world better than it was. That's pretty fun. Oh, okay. These align with the, okay. Good and awful and chaotic. Cool. Let's see here. Oh man. These are all so they're such big decisions. Let's do beauty. I like it. It
Okay.
sounds cool. Let's make the world a better place.
We're making the world a better place. What's your bond?
All right. Instruments are my most treasured possession. Oh, reminds me of someone I love. That's a nice story. Let's see, someone stole my precious instrument, and someday I'll get it back. I have a very particular set of skills.
Not on this podcast, you don't. We don't Liam
No. Let's see.
Neeson
I want to be fair enough. That speaking of racist,
here. My thing with Liam Neeson is nobody asked for that information. We never would have
he
known it if he
volunteered
volunteered
that
it.
shit. I had like forgotten that for a brief moment, and then I was like, "Oh yeah, he's racist."
Because when I told you about my thing with arguing with people, when I tell you I have received so much negative Reddit karma from accidentally arguing with people on the Star Wars subreddit,
Oh
it was
no.
our prequel meme because I like the prequels, right? But then they're like, when Kenobi came out, and I was like, I'm probably not gonna watch it. I'm not that interested in Obi-Wan, blah blah blah. And people were like, we need Liam Neeson. I was like, if Liam Neeson makes even one appearance on that show, I will never watch it again. They got me. He appeared in the very last episode, in the
Yep, they
very
got
last few
him.
minutes. I was
There he
pissed.
was. You can just stop at the right before, like he says hello there to Luke, and then you pause and stop and end your rewatch there.
At that, I'm not rewatching ever. It kiss my ass.
Let's do number one. Let's do the instrument as the treasured possession. I resonated with that. That was a good story.
Okay, number one. And what's your flaw?
All right, let's see here. Scandal prevents me from ever going home. Oh, that's fun.
That's where you jump.
I once satirized it. I read the first two very quickly, and then I started reading aloud on the third
Number
one.
four. Do you watch The Witcher or have you played those games? That one's
I
number four
yes,
seems like.
I'm caught up on The Witcher
What's that
currently.
guy's name? Jasper or whatever. I don't like their names, so I just gave them other
Jaskier.
names.
Yeah, it means dandelion.
Yeah, whatever it means. Most of the names are Welsh, which is weird because some of the people I'll be like, that's a stupid name. And then like I know people with the other names. You're like, oh, Leon.
Let's see here.
Actually, Gwion's pretty nice.
We'll do the honestly, that sounds kind of fun. I kind of want to do let's do number four. That's
You
really funny.
satirized a noble, and he was like, I'm gonna kill you if I ever see you again. No regrets, though.
Yeah,
No.
I'm gonna do it again.
And I do it again. All right. So then we are past that. They have a sage? What? You spent
Oh,
years learning
cool.
the lore of the multiverse. That's me in real life.
Yeah, that's what you just did.
I've spent decades researching. Oh, there's one that's like a researcher. Oh my gosh, I think that if you did this sage background and you were a ranger, I think you could probably maneuver your way into like being a tomb raider.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of fucking with it. I'm not. They have a sailor, soldier. Wow, I really don't pay attention because after noble, I don't think anything matters to me. That's where the poverty resides. Okay, and you get an instrument, right?
I get an instrument. Yes. What does it have options here? Let's see. Let's see what
Yeah,
requires
so
the
well,
instruments.
this is armor. I don't do armor, so you will have to help yourself with that eventually because I cannot. I told like I told you, I only ever really play a sorcerer. I don't get armor. My armor class is always very low. Well, I mean, aside
Okay.
from this other character in the folder who's a sorcerer wizard multi-class, but being a wizard also sucks. Okay, so adventure gear.
What instrument should he have? Can he have any instrument, or does it have to be like a specific instrument for this world?
Well, I was just thinking
Like
you
a
could pick one
lute.
from the list because
Yeah,
they
that's
have loot.
I'm struggling to find the
Oh,
list.
it's
Hang
under
on.
tools. It should be on like 145.
Fort Worth is pretty good at being clean for the most part.
Yeah, I'm tired of all the people moving here and littering. I remember when we used to,
Oh yeah.
no, don't mess with Texas. Where does that gone? There was trash in my yard the other day. It was like a popsicle trash. I was like, who the hell would do this?
Yeah.
I was really mad because I had to pick it up, but So that had nothing to do with what we're doing. Okay, so wow, they got vehicles land or water. I forget about that. When I was teaching my friends how to play, we rolled up their characters on D&D Beyond because it was a lot easier. And my friend Georgie just somehow came out with a horse and cart.
Okay.
We're like, where the hell did you get this horse and cart? What did you select? And she said, I didn't select anything. I just have a horse and cart. And so she named it after the now Queen Consort of England. At the time, she wasn't the Queen Consort of England, but, you know, she named it Camilla McHorseface. That's the best thing that anybody's ever just said to me. She just threw that out there. Yeah, you know, it's Camilla McHorseface. What? No. Yeah. Wow. Lifestyle expenses. You can be wretched. You can be squalid. You can be poor. You can be modest. You can be comfortable. You can be wealthy. You can be aristocratic. Wow, wretched is the best one. You live in inhumane conditions with no place to call home. You shelter wherever you can, sneaking into barns, huddling in old crates, and relying on the good graces of people better off than you.
Having to be poor. He's just kind of, he's not doing great.
Yeah, a poor lifestyle means going out with the comforts available. Going without the comforts available in a stable community. You got simple food and lodgings, threadbare clothing, unpredictable conditions. Could never be me. I always choose wealthy or aristocratic. Like Dorian, that character, he's aristocratic. Poor frowny face. If you're poor, that means it costs you 2 silver a day just to live.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, boarding it. Wow, it's all stuff you get. Like, I never get to, most of the time now when I play, I have to Dungeon Master. So it's like, I'm like, wow, you just get all this stuff. Why don't I have a horse? Why don't I have a boat? I do have a boat. Dorian has a boat. You get trinket. Wow, the trinkets are creepy. Okay, customization options. I'm not helping you multi-class, so that's okay. Okay, so you're a ranger, so you got proficiency with light armor, medium armor, shield, simple weapons, martial weapons. And you get 1 skill from your class's skill list. Woo!
Okay. So I get to pick. I get to pick which armor. Wait, hang on. I'm trying to find the list.
So you got 15 gold pieces, and I think you'd have to buy the armor, but I don't know.
Okay, so I've got Chapter 6 customization options. Is mine in the right place?
Yeah.
Chapter 6, and then prerequisites multiple. Of Chapter 6. Okay, proficiencies. Yes, here we go.
Because like so, I can't guide anybody through a multi-class. Mine are always really bad.
Ranger. Okay, I see. So I get light armor, medium armor. Does that mean I get both of those?
No, it means that you can have either.
Oh, okay. I get to pick one of these things.
Mm-hmm. But I think you'd have to buy it.
Let's do
your 15 gold pieces.
What are the skills? What do you get to buy the skills for? I don't care. Okay. Let's do a martial weapon. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what those are or how expensive they are.
Okay. Well, I'll just give it to you because do you want light or medium armor?
Let's do light armor so I can be real quick.
And because I'm helping you build this, I think you have to buy the armor. I don't care. So let's see. let's look up the martial weapons. I'm gonna Google this. And it comes right up. It didn't come right up. Do you want a melee weapon or a ranged weapon?
Melee or ranged. Let's do a melee weapon. That sounds fun.
Okay, so we have battle axe, a flail, a glaive, a great axe, a great sword, a halberd, a lance, a longsword. I don't know why I started rapping it. A maul, a morning star, a pike, a scimitar, a short sword, a trident, a war pick, a war hammer, and a whip. You'd be Indiana Jones with a whip, though.
That's a compelling argument. I do like Indiana Jones. Still a whip. Vibing okay. With that.
You're set. Let me see.
I'm now picturing tiny green and blue Indiana Jones, and this is pretty fun.
And I think you can talk to animals. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe you can. Okay, ability scores and modifiers. This is further down. It's on 160. This is just something that you got. It's a lot of math.
Oh, God.
You should be good at math.
I should, but bro, I'm not. No, I'm just... I just don't use my brain when I don't need to.
That's fair.
Let's see here. Okay. Okay. Ability scores and modifiers. So how does this part work?
Okay, so basically, it depends on how you want to do it. Like, you can, hold on, give me a sec, and I will explain. There are three ways to do it. They have a standard array of numbers that you can choose from, and then just add them to the six categories. They have point buy, which I believe you get like 27 or 28 points, and then calculated against the section that says ability scores and modifiers. Or there is a way with a rolling component, but I don't understand that way, and I've never used it because I only ever use point buy.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay, wait, so do I need to roll something? Do I need to
You
roll
don't
something? I'm
have
seeing
to
a
if you
bunch of
don't want
rows.
to. That's the way that I really don't understand it.
Okay.
But this, if you want to use a standard array, the numbers are like 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15, and you can just
Okay.
add them to that. Or I could tell you the point by stuff, and then you could look at this little chart and figure it out.
It's complex.
With honestly no help from me because I prefer this, but that's because I'm the most pedantic person in the world. So I'm
Yeah.
like, no, I'm gonna write down all of these and get the perfect calculations. Nobody cares about that but me. You get 27
Okay.
points and you can, buy in if you want. Or if you wanted to roll, you can roll four six-sided dice, remove the lowest result, and add up the
Oh
remaining
my
numbers to
God.
get the score.
Oh
Do you
my
want to just use
God.
the standard array?
Sure.
Okay, so you got, okay, let's blah, 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 blah. Let me pull up these numbers. Okay, so your skills are strength, dexterity, constitution. I'm saying this like I don't know them. I'm like reading them like I don't know them. Intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. And I know
Okay.
them. That's the sad thing. So you've got 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Now,
Okay.
I don't know what the important scores are for Ranger.
So I have 27 that I can use.
No, we have bypassed that. You can use
Okay.
these six numbers, which are 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Okay. I'm so confused. What the fuck do I do with these
Okay,
numbers?
so the most important attributes for a ranger are dexterity, that's the most important stat, and followed by wisdom, apparently. Because I don't use look, I told you what I play. I play sorcerer, you pick charisma, you know what I'm saying? I just make sure that my strength isn't negative in case I have to make a strength saving throw. That's where we end. Everywhere else, I'm like, better figure it out. You got that, playo. But okay,
Okay.
so I would say you want to focus maybe your highest in dexterity and then your second highest in wisdom. But you can build this character any way you want.
Okay. You know, let's just do that
So you want
because
to do
I've reached
15.
the point of in of extreme confusion and tired. So I'm gonna do those two.
You're like, I've hit that point now. Okay, so
We're into numbers, and I'm just cruising.
you're fighting with a weapon in your hands and not magic. So would you prefer to use your next highest one on strength, or would you prefer something like charisma, or because you do have the actor feat, right? Yeah, actor is your
That's
feat,
true.
so
So
you might want to put
maybe
that into
charisma is
charisma.
good. Yeah, let's do charisma. That sounds fun.
Okay, and constitution is like, well, you know what constitution is because you're not an idiot. Like, can you run 2 miles and not die?
Yeah, I know words.
Yeah,
Okay.
intelligence, it's different than wisdom. I'm not exactly sure how because I look up the difference every single time. And if you notice on my character sheet, I had every single thing spelled out, anything that it possibly could be. was there. Yeah. A lot of people use, I say a lot of people, it's really just me. I use strength as my dump stat. So my lowest always goes into strength, but you're using a weapon. So you may not want to do that. Or you might want to put your, where you at? You've got the 15, the 14. It's easier if you're looking at it like I am, because I wrote it down, because I'm going to make this character sheet for you.
Okay.
So you've got the 8, the 10, and the 12 left. And if you're looking on the page with the ability scores on the PDF, this sounds so clinical. And usually this is like the fun part, but we're not looking at each other and I'm not making jokes on you. So now we're sitting here while I'm awkwardly trying to not explain math. But if you look at the modifiers, like basically whenever you... like, let's say if you're like, oh, I need to roll persuasion. That's not good because you're a ranger. Yeah, but if your persuasion is like, you know, if you're using your charisma plus whatever your persuasion is, you get a modifier. So if your charisma is 13, you get a plus 1. Does that make sense?
Vaguely, I think so.
This is coming out really horrible because I'm like, this is how you do it, but that's not how you explain it. I promise, I'm usually a really good dungeon master. This is just, I feel like maybe I should be day drinking, because every time I've ever explained this, I have been toast.
Nice.
Yeah, this is too much math to explain sober, and I'm not. You've talked to Andrew. Would you really want to play board games with him fully sober? No. That's just an exercise in futility. Like, especially Andrew is what we call a rules lawyer, and also what some of us might call an asshole when we're playing Dungeons and Dragons. First of all, he's like, yeah, I'm a warlock. My god is Rihanna. I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah, he just threw that out there. Like, we weren't going to comment on the fact that he really did say actual Rihanna. He's like, yeah, no, it's Rihanna. And like, I'm like, I have to invade this wedding. I'm like, no, you guys are all invited. He's like, no, no, no. They think I was invited. I snuck in. He's terminally special. Like, I'm like, okay, you snuck in. Ooh. But yeah, so I've never explained. I realize I've never explained this fully sober. So I'm like, you just pick the modifier and it modifies. You got your score.
You just do it.
Duh. Okay, so... They have a section in here for contests. Wow, smart. Variant skills with different abilities. Like, this stuff sounds really, really funny out of context. I get why people make fun of nerds sometimes, because it, like, I would make fun of this too if I wasn't playing. I'm making fun of it while I'm playing it. Like, you can hide. Yeah, of course you can hide. You can hide doing anything. Hit points. Okay. Constitution modifier contributes to your hit points. Is it clicking? It doesn't matter if it does, because we only have 3 left. So where do you want to put your strength? You got strength, constitution, and intelligence. You got an 8, a 10, and a 12.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
I get to put those on those 3 things.
Yep.
It was strength.
But just know wherever you put the 8, it's going to be minus 1.
Oh, fuck.
And wherever you put the 10, it's flat. Like, whatever you roll and die, that's going to be it. So the 13 is going to be the only one with that modifier. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the 12 is going to be the only one with that modifier.
What was this? This was strength, intelligence,
and constitution.
Constitution, okay. Let's put in... Oh, man. Okay. Let's put strength at 8.
Okay.
And intelligence at the 10. And we'll do constitution at the 13.
No, it's a 12. Sorry, you used
whatever it was.
You're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, the third
okay,
one.
Okay, so you got precious name, blah. I literally will. I'm going to make this character sheet and then like send it back to you probably today. I'm really good at this. Losing and carrying, dexterity, intelligence. Okay, they explain them all. Saving throws. This is a think that's it. I think we've made this character.
Cool, Jason the gnome.
Jason the why Jason?
Stumbleduck. I have no idea. It's a cool name, I guess. I don't know.
Stumbledeezy. Like, my parents call me Jason, but the hoes call me Stumbleduck. I don't know.
Oh,
where
my
you...
God. That's so funny.
I don't know where that came from. I like, that wasn't me. That was Patricia. I don't know.
That's spectacular. That's good.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, I found the thing. So if you go to the end of this book, right, there's like a, on page like 274, there's a part that's like fantasy historical pantheons. And I was, the thing I told you about where I was like, it can get a bit racist. That's what I was reading, but I was reading a really old edition. They were like, just some extra, you know, pantheons in case you need something to spice up your game. And I was like, oh, this is racist. Very well researched though. That's the thing. It's like, I can't say you did a bad job, but I don't think that these things should be options in a role-playing game. I don't think that's appropriate. Oh, wow. They've got like monsters and shit down here. It's cute. These are really cute drawings. This is like a really well-made book. Everything's very cute, you know?
Yeah.
It's cute when it's not racist. I love how they were like, the orc god is evil, and because they have evil gods, the people of those races, they're inclined towards evil. How do you just toss that out there? Like, yeah, there are evil races. What? Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. They've got to use the word species. It's so easy.
You could change any part of that, and it would just be fine.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Oh, sure, you get little spells. Well, not they're not spells, they're just featured. You get favored enemy, natural explorer. Yeah, okay, so you get Jordan. So Jordan, anything you want to say? Like, thank you so much for being on this episode. I hope you feel like you accomplished something.
I've accomplished something fabulous. I've created Jason the Gnome.
Oh, Stumbleduck. And
I love him. I love old Stumbleduck. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and do my little plug of the Fandom Optimists, which we've mentioned many times in this episode. It's good vibes. It's me loving stuff, and I usually have a guest who doesn't love the stuff quite as much.
That felt a little pointed.
I'm pretty sure it's not just you.
I've never said anybody who made anything should die, so I don't think it's me.
That's fair. Blue gets heated. Oh gosh, what was I about to say? The next episode over there is probably going to be Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, because I'm pretty sure that it does not qualify for like the limitations that we're all dealing with the strike. By the way,
that we're all adhering to support the strike.
Yeah, that's probably the wording that I intended to use. Support actors and writers and the strike. It's a good strike. It's hard because it's not like the strike and that it's happening is bad, but it is a good strike in the sense that the things they're asking for are good and they should be striking for it because it's shitty that they're not getting it.
Can I help you out?
Yeah.
Support workers' rights. That's where Jordan was going.
Yes, that is the correct...
Fair pay for their
succinct,
work.
That is the succinct version of the rambling that I was doing.
Are your parents in unions?
I don't know. That's a good question.
My mom's a union member, so I was like, I know where you're going. I got you, comrade.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny does not cross that line because of its... like from like a month and a half ago, and it's not come out since I've seen these guidelines coming out. So I'm going to do that one. And then we're probably not going to do any new stuff until it's over.
So I'm going blast from the past. He's going to start reading comic books.
Yeah.
He's going to join me on my book club episode when we read Pyro by Perry Moore.
I've read some of them. I've got the DC Infinite app subscription so that I can read some comic books.
that was like the most perfect thing you could have said. I have the DC Infinite app.
Yeah, I've got it. I read some of them sometimes. So yeah, Twitter. I was about to say Fandom Optimists on Twitter and Instagram. But just fucking, I don't care. If you don't want Twitter, I don't like Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore either.
So, oh, what's up with cares? That? I logged on and I noticed there was this giant X.
Oh, you just saw that? Yeah, Elon renamed it. It's called X now. It's not Twitter anymore.
But I didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, its name is now X. It's no longer named Twitter, but I'm going to go ahead and use Elon's policy toward trans people and continue to call it Twitter, even though he wants me to call it something else.
I still call Freeform ABC Family. I was never doing that.
So yeah, that's all my wrap up stuff. That's all I've got for now.
Anything you're looking forward to? Anything you?
Oh, what am I looking forward to? I don't know. I mean, there's a strike going on, so usually all the things I'm looking forward to are movies and TV shows, but they're all getting moved back, and also, like, I shouldn't promote any that are happening.
So. Just want to keep you on your toes. No, the only thing that I have even remotely posted about, and this was on my personal account and not on my Twitter, was the movie. That was it.
Okay. Like, I'm still talking about, like I've talked about on, not like a review of it, just some people got something wrong about it, I think. And I was like, hey, I think you guys are wrong about this. Pay attention to the details. And but I don't feel like that's promoting, and that's just on my personal Twitter. It's not like the show, it's not like me as an influencer or something. So,
you know, it's funny because I don't think we count as influencers, and me and Andrew definitely wouldn't say that, but like,
yeah,
outside of even this podcast, I've gotten paid to promote stuff, so it's like, am I a micro-influencer? That's just crazy to think about.
I think you might count if you've gotten paid to promote things. I've never
I've been in whole commercials and marketing campaigns for random things.
Yeah, dear listener, if you think that I am crossing the picket line by tweeting plot corrections, feel free to let me know and
hashtag
I will stop
cancel
doing that.
Jordan.
It's gonna happen eventually.
I think you're gonna be the last one to get canceled. You're gonna get canceled for liking stuff and because people think you're a corporate shill. I don't think anybody in SJW comics, they're not gonna get canceled. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't cancel them.
What if cancel them for what? Having themes and formats? Like they're so organized. I listen to their podcast. They're on the level of organized that I seem like I'm on, and every time I'm talking, I'm like, just freaking do it. Read the comic, stupid.
See, I also think it's pretty easy for me to get canceled because the premise of my show is unedited and winging it. So anything might get said on my show, and I don't listen through again before posting to be like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that didn't, like, nope, I don't remind myself of what was said. Couple days later, I just post it on the internet.
Podcaster Jordan, the Fandom Optimist, approves of racism. He thinks Michael Bay should die.
Yeah.
I don't know why I picked Michael Bay out of all people, but...
Yeah, it's gonna be like Blue will come on my podcast and say that someone should die, and I will not disagree with him, and then we'll both get canceled.
Like, if I get canceled, I'm gonna earn it, because I heavily edit everything on this podcast, right? Like, Andrew was the heavy editor. I have to, like, really focus and think and, like, listen hard. If I get canceled, I will have earned it. Like, when I went on, I don't remember whose podcast it was, but I went on there to talk about The Green Knight, which is the movie with Dev Patel, and I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen, and they convinced me to just name a list of things I hated. It was a long list. I was going for a long time.
Sounds right.
You're like, no, I could believe that. That happened.
Yeah, you can generate a list.
The thing is, the things that I actually like have all been made so far. Like, everything that I hate now is just a rehash of something that I really loved like 10 years ago. Like, whenever people would talk about The Flash and they were like, they did this Crisis on Infinite Earths, I was like, I've already seen the multiverse, like, in live action, in comic book, like, I was like, that stuff. Or they would do stuff like, I'd be like, oh, I saw that on Smallville.
Yeah,
I'd be like, this is just what they did on Smallville. I've already seen this. Or like the Birds of Prey TV show, which is on Tubi right now, which is really cool.
Oh.
Yeah, or like Riverdale. I'd be like, no, I thought this was going to be Archie's Weird Mysteries. It's either, my beef is that it's either not what I thought it was supposed to be, or that it was already something that I've seen. And I'm like, this is horrible. This is just a bad version of what I've already watched with ugly people. not saying anybody from The Flash is ugly. I honestly didn't look at them long enough. The Flash isn't my flavor, so.
The Flash TV show?
Yeah, he's not my flavor, so I was like, oh. Okay. You know, I have a thing where I'm like,
just some good-looking people. I think all those people are reasonably good-looking people.
I've only tuned in because they got Wentworth Miller to play Captain Cold, and I think he's the most beautiful man I've ever seen. I've been in love with him since I watched the Mariah Carey. but as long as that, it's like We Belong Together or something. She's got a whole little trilogy of videos that's like that. He's in two of them, and then the third one I think is Honey, where she's like a spy and she's escaping. I don't know.
But yeah, he's beautiful.
I loved him since then, and I was like, I will only watch the show that I don't want to watch because I want to see you, Wentworth Miller. It's always you.
And he plays that role real fun.
Yes, I considered watching Legends of Tomorrow, but he was the only one that was my flavor, so I was like, no. I have a hard time focusing on TV if I don't think the main guy is attractive, so I'm like, no.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It might be the best show. Camp up. But I promise I'm not as big of a hater as I seem, because I like so many things that other people think are bad. It's just that the things that other people think are good are not good to me, and then people can't accept that somebody has a difference of opinion, and it's loud, and also that they think your opinion is stupid.
Mm.
So people basically just won't let me be right. Anyway. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when I'll see you pretty soon when I roam around to find your apartment and beat you up.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll have to do a Barbie episode, but not the current Barbie, the old Barbie. I guess I'll have to find and watch some old Barbie movies.
I believe they're all on Netflix. Or no, I don't think they're all on Netflix. But if you have if you have a Barbie preference, one of my favorite ones is Starlight Adventure, and then there's It Takes Two, where you meet the second Barbie Roberts, and no, I still have one on DVD, the My Scene Jammin' in Jamaica.
I guess when the strike ends, we'll eventually do a current Barbie episode on Fandom Optimists.
Oh my gosh. You know how you and Blue do that thing with Power Rangers?
Yeah.
What if that's our thing?
We just walked through the whole Barbie franchise? That might be fun.
I still have like all of my DVDs, everything. Nice. Like, when I said I love Smallville, I really was not joking. But like that, the Birds of Prey TV show, that was not very good, but I loved it. Like I have the George Reeves Superman. Like I was opening up DVDs and I was like,
oh, nice. Everything. Yeah, you do have everything if you have the George Reeves Superman.
I really love Superman. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about him. My Young Justice DVDs. I only have season one though. I've got season one and I think season two. But after that, I was like, I'm not watching this anymore. You lost me. You're not going to kill Kid Flash on my watch and expect me to support that. Nope. I'm also like the pettiest person ever. Like, you kill my favorite character, the show doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
Except for Iron
Man. I don't think I've ever done that to a show, but I have gotten to where I'm just watching like YouTube clips and reactors talking about a show. After
what's even the purpose?
Just because, like, I kind of want to know how the show ends, so I need to keep some vague awareness of what's going on in it. That's how I got with The Flash toward the end. Once you hit seasons 8 and 9, I was just watching Blind Wave reacting. They had 9 seasons. I was just watching Blind Wave reacting to it and an occasional YouTube clip to be like, I kind of want to know what's happening. And, you know.
Out of 9 seasons, do you know how many episodes I watched?
I'm going to guess 2.
You're actually half right. I've seen 4. I've seen the episode that Wentworth Miller appeared in.
Yeah, great one. Classic.
I have seen the musical episode.
All-time great. I love that episode so much.
Yeah, but I didn't really like the music, so I was like, oh.
Okay.
I really like the Music Meister. That was the whole point of me watching it.
Yeah, he's fun. He's a lot of fun.
I remember when he played Harry Potter in that musical. So, and he was on Glee. So I always remember.
Yeah.
Oh, so was the Flash guy. He was also on Glee.
Yeah, and so was Supergirl.
Yeah, no, I remember her. That's why I started watching Supergirl, because I was like, oh, that girl from Glee.
And Darren Criss is also now voicing Superman in the current animated DC projects.
Oh, I didn't think those were very good. I think me and Andrew we either sat in his bed and watched them, or we did an episode on one of them, and I was like, we both were like, this is horrible.
I've not been vibing with them as much as the other ones, but I always have a good time.
Whoever does the Batman voice, I don't like that.
Oh, he should... Jensen Ackles.
Oh my God, I hate that guy. No, that's not the that proper explains way to it, say then. That. The thing is, like so many things, we always come back to Smallville. I never liked Supernatural because I knew that they were supposed to make a Charmed. I heard a long time ago they were supposed to make a Charmed spinoff. And I love Charmed. And they didn't want to have two shows on at the same time about brothers who fought demons. So there wasn't a Charmed spinoff with Wyatt and Chris. Then Gilmore Girls, the tall one, played Rory's boyfriend Dean on Gilmore Girls. Yeah. And I hated Dean. I used to wish Dean would die. I was like, where is Dean's car crash episode? I was a soap opera kid, if you can't tell.
Fair enough.
I was like, he's supposed to get car crash, get amnesia, be lost at sea, get away, go. And then Jensen Ackles on Smallville, his character was such a loser.
I hated him on Smallville.
Yeah, you know, she went to France and then came back, and this grown man was her boyfriend. And I was like, that was a
problem.
Smallville was a very problematic show.
Yeah, all on balance, there's a lot wrong. I love it, and I have so much fun watching it. Why are you their best friend?
You're like, okay,
you're
I can't even
at least 6 years older than them.
I can't even
least.
Judge Lex, actually, because one of my best friends now is a 19-year-old girl. Well, two of them, who I met
but
in college,
like,
though. They were my roommates.
He was in his 20s, and they were like 14. Like, it was,
and then,
it
that's
was
another
a
problem
bigger gap.
Clark Kent's big ass. You expect me to vote, like, sir, you look full, you're fully 27. You shouldn't tell me you're a 16-year-old boy. Absolutely not. And then I tried to rewatch them all, and I was like, Clark is so fine. And I was like, oh, he's playing a teenager. It, like, took the fun out. I had to, like, stop my DVD, go back to the last season. I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah, you just gotta skip forward to, like, season 6 when he's in his early 20s or something.
But I love those first episodes. They're another thing. Smallville was a little bit racist, too, but...
Yeah.
It's, like, everything problematic. I just hit the fast forward. Skip.
Yep.
This is not a good episode. skip. But his character on Smallville, and then that we didn't even get into the weird stuff. Like, his mom was part of some secret society, and he had this weird mommy issues. He was a freak. And then, like, Supernatural, I tried to watch it. It was so boring. I was like, I've seen, like,
oh, that's sad.
12 various episodes across the seasons. And people would be like, Supernatural is so great, it's so great. And I'd be like, this is, like, the worst show I've ever seen. It's so boring.
Oh, that's so sad. I love Supernatural. Mm-mm. But I love everything. That's always going to happen. This is how, dear listener, this is how my show works. If we're still leaving this in and you're still listening, this is how my show sounds.
It's like, oh my gosh, everything's great. And then there's people
everything's
like
me so good.
Who are reasonable. I don't know. I could never like Supernatural. I was like, loser! It's like I'm fighting against it. I don't know. And then there are so many things that I used to love, and I'm like, oh, I should like, you know, the number one thing, the most unforgivable thing Ezra Miller has ever done to me. They took away my last opportunity to experience Michael Keaton Batman in my life.
And then
the Warner Brothers Discovery guy.
They took away your next last opportunity to see Michael Keaton again.
I've never been more sick in my life.
I am deeply offended that happened. Like, I am still
especially
upset.
Because Ezra Miller, like, it's allegedly, because I'm not in their personal life. I don't know what Ezra Miller has going on, and I honestly am deeply uninterested. But from all accounts in the press and on social media, Ezra Miller has been on a reign of terror. Whether or not it's true, that's what people are automatically going to assume.
It sounds like most of it isn't, but there's enough of it that is that I have absolutely no problem with the people who are done with Ezra Miller.
And the thing is, I've been done with Ezra Miller. So it's like the fact that it made sense in y'all's mind to cancel Batgirl, which people were excited for and like wanted to see, to make this the Flash movie, which nobody, who wanted that? Even in my multiverse episode, I didn't want to talk about the Flash of Two Worlds because I feel like, who cares? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, except
for
me.
Yeah, I noticed that. I haven't finished your multiverse episode. I've been working through a backlog of episodes, but I heard that part where you said I'm going to skip over the first notable
like
multiverse thing
worlds.
And never mention it ever again.
You didn't think I was going to make it that easy for you? And what's funny is I started to talk about it, and then I was like, no.
What's
if you
point?
Want to know about the Flash of Two Worlds, you better go read it, ho! But I'm actually, you know, KFC had a dating sim a couple years ago?
That's so good.
It was like, date me, Colonel Sanders. I own it, actually. I
oh my god. And I'm sure everyone used finger looking good as one of the things.
No, have you ever heard of Food Wars? I've never seen it, but it kind of, you know how they say that the person who made Food Wars used to make like anime porn?
I did not know that, but that's fun.
Yeah, it makes sense from every clip I've ever seen of Food Wars.
Yeah, fair enough.
But so basically, the game is kind of like that, except a very chaste and non-sexual version of that.
Oh, okay.
But then there's like, you're also trying to romance Colonel Sanders. But he's young. He's young. It's not. It's
oh, okay. It's
you
young,
remember a couple
hot
years ago,
Colonel
again?
Sanders.
Wow. Hold on. This was all part of the same marketing push. I just realized this because I was going to say, you remember a couple years ago where they made that Lifetime movie where Mario Lopez was Colonel Sanders, but he was young and sexy? These things all happened around the same time. I just put that together.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a multiverse of kernels. I don't know. It just the themes keep theming. I think my next episode is gonna be on Jughead Time Police. Maybe I'll rewatch Archie's Weird Mysteries. I don't know why I just worked that out with you. That was just, you know, some random information. But yeah, this is a whole thing. It's a whole universe of corporate.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I have a list of ideas for episodes, and they're all so strange. Actually, no, I did want to pitch, if you want to join me, I've been listening to a lot of audio dramas lately, and there are apparently superhero audio dramas, like where people have fiction podcasts or even like just audio versions of comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you said you didn't really read, so.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time since I've read anything. I used to be really good at like picking a comic book to read like every couple of days and just reading like an issue of a comic just to try to keep up to date with stuff. And I've just gotten really bad at keeping up with that habit.
Yeah, I know. I pretty much, if I don't read it before the TV show comes out, I'm not going to read it. Like, I didn't read Sandman because I don't like Neil Gaiman because I think he's racist. I need to stop saying that probably because I don't remember why I think Neil Gaiman is racist. But I've been like, no, funny. I don't watch Neil Gaiman stuff. He's racist.
That's very funny.
Did not stop me from watching American Gods. I watched season one and two, and I was like, and then I was like, oh my gosh, Neil Gaiman. But then season one was Brian Fuller. Brian Fuller created my favorite show ever, Pushing Daisies. I was like, oh, well, I'll look past the racism this time, just this time. Yeah, I have no principles. It's like I'm run by pettiness and spite, but yeah.
Fair enough. That's a good way. That's a good vibe. That's fun.
It's fun until it comes in contact with like any reasonable thing. Cuz reason goes out the window when I'm like, "No, I don't care if this is personally inconveniencing me. I'm going to make this horrible for everybody."
Chaos.
That's sad. I think we've pretty much covered everything. I've
covered everything that we could ever cover. We've at least touched on every topic a little bit. Yeah, a whole episode of Jordan and Chris just lose their damn mind.
Maybe all of Holopods, we should get together and then we should make a conjoined Patreon, and then this stuff will just be extra.
Oh, I would love to do like you know those Twitch streamers who are like, I'm gonna play a video game for like X number of hours and raise money or something. We could do it for
like a telethon?
Just having just bullshit, just batshit crazy conversations and just see how long.
I don't know. See, if you add an SJW Comics Club, I don't know where
it's not gonna get this unhinged. It's never gonna get this unhinged if they're involved.
You never know, because was it not Monte who first shouted?
That is true.
This is true. Like, I literally had to re-download that sound clip where I'm like, I have something positive to say. No!
good. Yeah, we gotta assemble the Holopods again in the near future.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Hopefully my vocal condition evens out at some point. I've been going at this for a year. At some point, it'll stop being a problem, and I'll be more consistent with stuff. And then, That'll be a good time to get everyone together.
I love Will Smith's raps. I don't care what anybody has to say. Will Smith, the star of the most beloved comic book movies ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by the best comic book movie director ever, Barry Sonnenfeld. Yeah. Yeah, I just like pissing people off. Cancel me. Hashtag cancel me.
We dare you.
I wish you would cancel me. I wish you would have the balls to cancel me. Okay, that was unserious.
This is fun. I'm happy this episode happened. This is a good one.
Yeah, I feel like we've never had you on before, and I was like, you know.
Yeah, this is the first time I hadn't really processed. This is the first time I've been on True Believer. Wow, what an entrance.
what an entrance. Both of us say, cancel me.
Yeah, this is great.
And the thing is, we didn't even, like, I feel like we both have so many controversial fandom opinions. We didn't even say anything that would get us canceled in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, normally I'm like, Zack Snyder, who cares?
We may have to do an episode that's literally called Cancel Us. Where we just unload.
We gotta get Blue in there.
Bring in Blue and the three of us just unload. No, wait, no, we might actually get canceled. We might. Well, if he moves down here, we should meet in person and just set up a mic and just rant for a while and see what happens.
We'll get canceled.
We will, but it would be really fun right before that.
I mean, yeah, like, I don't know. First, well, let's not set up the mic. Let's get on Twitch and then set up the mic. I don't know. I found out you could make bits and bobs or whatever. As you can tell, I don't use Twitch. Everybody knows I think playing video games is dumb, so I don't know why people are ever surprised when I say that.
Oh, I like video games, but I don't use Twitch either.
Mm. Oh, wait, I never mentioned my fourth episode of The Flash. I watched the first episode of The Flash with this guy I was dating. And at the same time that the Supergirl pilot had leaked online. That was it. Those are the only four episodes I've ever seen.
Very good.
And I was like, why are we watching this? I want to watch Supergirl.
Did he watch Supergirl with you after that?
Yeah. No, he stopped The Flash to watch Supergirl.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I want to watch Supergirl.
Right now.
I'm a very petulant person. I ruin the mood for everybody. Like, like, no, I'm not that bad usually. Unless you do something I really don't want to do. Like, if you try and put on a horror movie, I will Google the movie. And then I will read everything that happens.
Nice.
You're not... If the vibe is ruined for me, it's ruined for everybody.
Yeah, and then you loudly explain what's going to happen to everyone, probably.
Oh, no, if I will literally, I meant out loud. I will be like, the movie Sorority Row, I got outvoted, but I was like, I don't want to watch this because I don't want to I don't want to watch something scary. And they were like,
such a good way to shut everyone down. That's so funny.
And this was like in middle school, so I've been petty like this for a long time. And I just, it has never stopped. I've only gone onwards and upwards with my pettiness.
Nice. It's good. It's good to have goals. It's good to improve.
I want to be the world's top hater.
Yeah.
I love how we started another Zoom so we're like, we'll just wrap this up. We're done.
Yeah,
and like, real quick. We've gone on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
We should probably wrap it though.
All right.
I think I need to get going.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Even though this ran way longer than, like, I feel like we both thought this was gonna be like we're like 50 minutes max.
At the most. Yeah, for sure. I do think you should release this as two episodes. I think it'd be really funny. It's long enough that you could release it as two episodes for sure.
My last episode was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even supposed to be that long. I was like, yeah, no, this is a good idea. But unfortunately, I go to school and study film. So I was like, oh, I'm ready to talk
about
this.
You're going to have more. Mm-hmm.
But thanks, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Can't wait to have you on online.
Yeah, when we do Barbie, starting from the beginning.
Yes,
and
we'll
every single time, I'm going to do that thing from Spider-Verse. All right, let's start from the beginning
do this one more time. Yep. Perfect.
Barbie is a multiverse. You don't know, Jordan. You don't know.
Oh, I'm excited. We're going to figure it out. All right.
All right.
I'll get going here.
All right. Catch you later.
See ya.
That's all for this week's episode of True Believers. Thank you for all your support. I'll be back next week with something equally strange, I guess. True Believers is available on all major streaming platforms and a member of the Hall of Pods podcasting network, alongside The Fandom Optimist, SJW Comic Book Club, and Cape Corner, and we can all be found in the link tree below. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what I read or watch, you can find and DM me, email me at number1truebelieverspod@gmail.com, or join our Discord. Bye!
Hit that like and subscribe, guys!
Okay, that's perfect.